it's a day for all of us to recall those who have lost their lives whilst working in some of the most difficult situations, or, you know, to remember those who have been abducted or injured. And I can certainly say that for me personally, this is a very important day because, you know, I have had so many colleagues over the years who have died for one reason or another, including colleagues who were gunned down in South Sudan, six of them who lost their lives. So it's a special day for all of us to recognize the work of others and to pledge to continue it in the spirit of humanity.
Briefly tell me about the theme of this year's observance, the world needs more.
The key issue is that the world needs more humanitarian heroes, and I think that really we're increasingly stretched. It's a recognition on the one hand that there are many heroes out there, and most of them, of course, are nationals of the countries in which disaster strikes, whether it's natural disaster such as a drought or a flood or a conflict, which is the case right now in places such as Gaza or Syria or South Sudan, where I am. And it's in those areas that concerned citizens are always the first to help their neighbors, to help the communities on the ground. In addition, of course, there are the aid workers from non-governmental organizations and UN agencies. So the theme is we need more humanitarian heroes because I think to a certain extent we're so overstretched at the moment with the number of crises seemingly never stopping to grow, and the scale and size of need is really almost mind-boggling. We need all the help that we can get, and so I thought it was very fitting that needing more humanitarian heroes was the theme for this year's Humanitarian Day.
We have spoken about the colleagues who have lost their lives doing humanitarian work there in South Sudan. What are some of the other challenges that humanitarian workers are facing in that country?
When you're working in a conflict zone, it's not only the insecurity, but it's the complexity of providing assistance in a situation of conflict. I say that, yes, humanitarian aid has to be based on the principles of independence and impartiality and neutrality, but often for the conflict parties, there is perhaps nothing more political than the provision of humanitarian assistance in such settings. And so the day-to-day challenges of managing relations with the authorities, of negotiating access, of making sure that the relief items that we have reach only the intended populations and that they are really put to the best possible use. These challenges are ongoing. They are often immense. And frankly, sometimes I marvel at the resilience of the aid workers themselves, people who really are in extremely remote locations of South Sudan, working tirelessly, making sure that whether it's a medical service or a nutritional supplement for a child, making sure that those things get to the kids, get to the women who really need them very, very badly.
Now, how is World Humanitarian Day being observed in South Sudan this year?
Well, we're doing a series of things here in South Sudan. Actually, in preparation for it, I've had a really interesting engagement with some IDPs who are seeking shelter within the bases of the peacekeeping mission, and they've asked me what's the solution to this problem that we're going through. And of course, the solution is never humanitarian. The solution is political. I shy away a little bit from a terminology that is often applied by journalists who refer to these sorts of settings as humanitarian crises. I shy away from that because it seems to put the onus on the humanitarians to resolve things, and that we can never do. These crises, such as the one in South Sudan, they are political in nature. The solution is political, and of course it hinges on reconciliation at the communal level, at the military level, and at the political level. And that's something in which the aid agencies themselves are not really directly engaged. So it's important that we focus the attention of the work of the aid agencies on what they do, and that is alleviating suffering, providing the most essential emergency relief, the nuts and bolts of what it is that keeps the human being alive in the most dire circumstances.